Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello, everyone. We are back for another episode. I am going to be channeling my spirit team today. Again, I'm not sure what's going to come through. I'm not sure the order in which we're going to talk about things, but spirit are talking to me about twin flames, and they have been for the past week or so talking about twin flames, the divine, masculine, and feminine counterparts, and they're also talking about destiny. So we'll see how we flow through those topics and how they all connect. But I'm just going to jump straight into it. So if you have heard about a twin flame relationship, I'm going to shed a little bit of light on that in terms of what's the difference between a twin flame, a soulmate, and a karmic relationship. And then I'm going to dive in a bit more into the twin flame scenario. So a soulmate connection is a deep connection between two souls, and there is a contract between the two souls to achieve something within the relationship or a number of things. There is so many reasons why we can meet different soulmates in our lives. I do not believe that there is only one soulmate for everyone. I feel that there is the opportunity to meet multiple soulmates at a lot of different stages within your life, depending on what the soul contract is between you and this other soul. Soulmate connections can be romantic, they can be friendships, they can be soul family relationships, so say with brothers and sisters and parents. But when I'm talking about a soulmate connection today, I am referring mainly to a relationship, okay? So soulmate connections are extremely healing and purposeful. There is a reason why we meet our soulmates at different stages in our life, and we complete lots of different contracts with our soulmates throughout our lifetime. We also have the twin flame. No, sorry, I'll go to the karmic relationship. So we have karmic relationships as well. Karmic relationships are usually very tumultuous. Tumultuous. I don't know if I've said that word right, but what they show me is it's very up and down. There's highs, there's lows, there's low lows, and there's high highs. So it can be quite a toxic relationship or situation. It can be abusive. There's just a lot of lesson learning within these karmic relationships. A karmic relationship, spirit is saying, is also for the purpose of balancing out karma or contracts that are connected to our past lives. So that can mean you might enter into a karmic relationship with someone with the intent to balance karma that was connected to a past life, and maybe it's a situation where you are swapping roles. So say something happened in a past life where you were unkind, then in this next karmic relationship, when you meet with that soul, that person, the roles are reversed, so that person is the one that is unkind. That's just like a very basic situation, but it can also be karmic in that there are lessons that this other soul is going to teach you. You have entered into a contract to say, okay, this soul is going to enter your life at this point in time to teach you a lesson about whatever. And when I say teach a lesson, I mean not like in the situation where you've done something really horrible and now I'm teaching you a lesson. It's not that. It can be a situation of, okay, you're wanting to, you've signed a soul contract and you've decided, okay, in this lifetime, I'm going to learn about my worthiness. Okay, I'm going to learn lessons about worthiness and I'm going to meet these different people along the way who are going to teach me lessons around the theme of worthiness. So you might enter into a karmic relationship and this other soul is going to teach you about overcoming challenges with worthiness, seeing your worth, standing up for yourself. There's lots of different themes that can fall under worthiness. Okay, so a karmic relationship is usually very up and down. It is, I would say, at times it can be unsafe or it can bring out a lot of insecurities within you because it's so hot and cold or it's so up and down that there can be a lot of confusion surrounding a karmic relationship. There's also times where a karmic relationship can be quite intense in that there's this ongoing battle of should I stay, should I go? Because the highs are so high and you can see the potential within that relationship, but then the lows are so low that it makes you question, are the highs worth feeling this low? So the karmic relationships are all about learning lessons, gaining deeper understanding about yourself and I guess why you have come to earth, why you have chosen certain pathways. But karmic relationships can create a catalyst for spiritual awakenings, because if you have this karmic relationship and then you eventually get out the other side of it, there is a lot of questioning around your existence and why am I here, if that makes sense. Why did I have to go through that situation, or why was I put in that situation, or why did I put myself through that situation? There's lots of questioning about your own self-image and self-identity when you come out of a karmic relationship. Spirit are saying as well that karmic relationships are necessary as much as we can try to avoid them. They can be often disguised in the beginning and then you enter into that lesson learning sequence and then you come out the other side of it after a period of time or however long it takes you to learn the lesson about this situation. So it's very much a up and down, bit of a roller coaster ride, and very different to a soulmate relationship in that the soulmate relationships can help you feel at home, can help you bring out the best in yourself, can help you love and experience love at a beautiful, nurturing, nourishing, soul-growing situation. Whereas the karmic relationships can very much be a sense of getting beaten down so low that you then have to rise, or you have to do a lot of healing in order to rise from the ending of the karmic situation. Their spirit are just saying, like, karmic relationships are never forever. They're saying karmic relationships are never forever. So if you are in a karmic relationship, it's not meant to be forever. So yeah, they're just bringing that through. So someone may need to hear that, in that if you've entered into a soulmate, into a karmic relationship, and say you ended up marrying this person, that marriage is never supposed to last. So whereas with a soulmate relationship, there is a lot more potential to have a longer term successful relationship, because that the soulmate relationships, they are designed to be able to be a long-term situation, and the growing happens over a long-term period, whereas karmic relationships are usually, Spirit is saying, a shorter relationship, so maybe no more than 5 years or something like that. So it can be, but then at the same time, Spirit saying karmic relationships can also be short and sweet. So you might learn your lesson in 3 months, you might learn your lesson in 2 years, you might learn your lesson in 5 years. So they're saying there is always a time limit on karmic relationships, and they are never meant to last forever. So that's obviously a message that someone's needing. And then there's the twin flame relationships. Now, there is a strong theme on twin flame relationships at the moment, Spirit is saying, because we are in a year that is bringing about a lot of destiny, okay? Twin flame relationships involve a feminine counterpart and a masculine counterpart, and essentially they're two sides of a soul, and they are very reflective and mirroring relationships, okay? So with the twin flame situation, Spirit is saying at the moment there is a strong pull between the twin flames coming together to either begin the relationship or circle back round to a relationship that maybe had begun in the past. And I want to say this, they're kind of saying to me like 3 or 4 years ago, okay? So around that time period, in that maybe it started back then they entered into what's called a chaser and a runner situation, and then you've gone your separate ways to do your soul growth and your soul healing to then now circle back together. Okay, so what happens with the twin flame relationship is they are, Spirit is saying, twin flames get magnetized to each other. There is an instant recognition in the meeting, and it's almost like you literally looking each other in the eye. There is instant recognition that this person has, that you have a strong connection with this person. Then what happens is the romance and the passion is induced into the relationship very quickly, very fast. So usually when you meet your twin flame, it's very, they're saying it's very hot from the get-go, and take the word hot in whatever way you want to, but it's very hot from the get-go. And then what happens is it literally activates something so deep within the soul that it can turn into the most extravagant spiritual journey, because it's like your souls meet and you think, wow, what even is this? The feelings are so intense and so strong that it activates that soul spiritual journey. Okay. So quite often you will meet your twin flame before a big spiritual awakened journey. Okay. Now, when this is coming in as well, in the last episode, I talked about a mass spiritual awakening, and Spirit is saying, due to this mass spiritual awakening, a lot of twin flames are being drawn together, magnetized together, as a way to support this mass spiritual awakening. And they're showing me that there's almost like three groups. And like one group of people, they are part of the twin flame activation of the spiritual awakening. One group that's like connected to new near-death experiences, and this is activating the spiritual journey. And then there's another group that it's like the karmic relationships are ending, and this is awakening the spiritual journey. So there are a number of groups happening at the moment, and whichever spiritual journey you're a part of or contracted to, that is a situation that's happening or has recently happened, okay? And they're saying within the last 6 months, okay, this is all unfolded. So we're specifically talking about the twin flame spiritual awakening activation that's happening right now, okay? When you meet your twin flame, you meet, there's the instant connection, there's the intense romance, the situation or the relationship goes quick, goes fast, very quickly, very intensely. There's that really deep, strong spiritual activation within the soul. And then what happens is quite often you will then enter into what is called a runner and a chaser situation, okay? And what this is one of the souls gets scared and wants to run, and then the other soul is so like gets almost addicted to whatever that feeling is that this other soul has activated in them, that they enter into a chaser situation. In that one person's trying to escape the relationship, the other one is trying to chase the relationship because it feels so intense and so incredible, right? So people enter into this runner and this chaser situation, and then there's usually an ending of that twin flame relationship. And as that ending occurs, the two souls, they enter onto two separate paths of spiritual discovery. Okay, and they walk along these two separate paths, knowing that they still have that really strong connection, but they enter onto that spiritual path. There's usually no communication, no talk, no interaction whilst on this spiritual path. The two of you go on the separate paths of spiritual journey, and then along that path, it is quite common that both of you will then meet a soulmate. And on that path, and in that time where you meet that soulmate, there is a lot of healing, a lot of growth that happens along that path as part of your spiritual discovery journey, right? So it's almost like you meet the twin flame, you have a very strong activation within you to find out more about the universe, about yourself, about social interactions, about soulmates, about soul children, about, you know, all sorts of energetic situations and concepts, okay? So you enter onto this massive spiritual journey, this massive spiritual path, knowing that you still have this soul connection in the background with this twin flame, right? Then you enter into this, then quite often you will enter into a soulmate situation. This is a very healing soulmate connection that you form with this new soulmate that comes in, okay? This is the common timeline, Spirit is saying, okay? So you might currently be in a soulmate situation or be entering into a soulmate situation after having met a twin flame, but then there is still a pull between the twin flame in that there's still an energetic cord pulling the two of you together, okay? But in saying all of that, it is quite common to meet your twin flame, enter into the runner chaser situation, end the twin flame connection because it's too intense for the both of you, and then you enter on to completely separate paths, okay? Now, Spirit is saying a lot of twin flames are not meant to come back together. So there is the situation in that the twin flame situation and greeting happens, then you get pushed out onto your separate spiritual paths, of which you will meet a soulmate that is more compatible for you than each other, as in than the twin flame connection, okay? So you're better off being in that soulmate connection because there's more compatibility, there's more stability within the relationship, there's going to be growth, healing. It's almost going to be it's going to be a very nurturing relationship, okay? Then on the other side of the soulmate connection, there is opportunity for twin flames to come back together, but it is quite common, or quite often, twin flames are not meant to come back together, okay? So even though you can go your whole life thinking and dreaming about this twin flame when you're actually not meant to be together, okay? Now, Spirit are just saying twin flame relationships are always short and sweet quite often, okay? The purpose of the twin flames being magnetized together is simply to activate the spiritual discovery journey. That is the purpose of it. But because the intensity of the relationship can almost cloud the judgment of the two twin flames, it can bring this feeling of I'm meant to be with that person. I'm really hoping that that relationship can work out in the future, or, you know, if it's meant to be, we'll circle back to each other and we'll have our happy ending or whatever it is. But it's quite often that that's not actually meant to be the situation. The purpose of the twin flame is to activate the soul discovery journey. So I guess what I'm trying to get through to people in this episode, or what Spirit is trying to bring through for you, is that there is a lot of twin flames meeting each other this year because of this mass spiritual awakening. It is destined that the twin flames meet if you are part of the collective twin flame activation group, because that's how your spiritual journey can begin. Okay, so depending on which group you're in, the twin flame group is something that there needs to be some awareness around. So an awareness around the signs of a twin flame relationship. Okay, so I'm feeling like people need to go on a bit of a discovery through their relationships, whether they be new or whether they be relationships you've been in for a long time. It's time to reflect on what relationships have you had, okay, and what have been the purpose of those relationships. Because there's, I guess, some peace in knowing that, oh yeah, that relationship in the past was a karmic relationship. I learned my lessons on whatever it is. And now looking to the future, I'm wanting to attract a soulmate relationship, okay? Or maybe it is, oh, I've just met someone, it's really intense and it's really hot from the get-go, and it's very powerful in that it's activated this spiritual discovery journey within me. So maybe this is a twin flame relationship, okay? So yeah, there's a need to just reflect on relationships at the moment and get some deeper understanding around what relationships you've been in, okay? But yeah, Spirit is saying that we need to talk about the twin flame connection today, because it is part of people's destiny that they meet their twin flame sometime soon, if they haven't already, so that their spiritual discovery journey can happen with this huge mass spiritual awakening that is occurring, okay? Spirit are just saying to me now, and it's a little bit unrelated, but it's also a little bit connected. So a Spirit is saying that this year is going to be big for dramatic endings, but really, really beautiful new beginnings. Okay, so one thing that Spirit wants to talk about quickly is that some people's manifestations are not coming to light. There is a drag out period, or an in-between period, that a lot of people are sitting in right now, because they thought that they knew what they wanted from their life, and they've kind of been putting in the work to manifest this thing. But right now they're sitting in a void, sitting in an in-between, because what's going to happen is over the next few months, and they're saying with eclipse season, dramatic endings are going to be coming about. And what's on the other side of this ending is probably going to be unexpected or very different to what you have actually been manifesting up to this point. Okay, so if you are sitting in this space and you're thinking, oh, well, I'm definitely going to be there, or I'm definitely manifesting to be there because I know that's what's going to make me happy, Spirit are kind of saying, people's spirit teams are around them kind of saying, actually, no, you just need to wait, because that's actually not what we want for you, or that's actually not the best situation for you. So we're actually going to bring in something better. But right now you need to sit in this in-between stage so that the dramatic endings or the closure can happen of the current situation to then push you out into where you're meant to be on the other side of this, into this new beginning. So Spirit are just saying, you know, if you are sitting in a space where you're like, well, I've been manifesting this and nothing seems to be falling into place and I don't understand why, they're saying you are possibly part of that group of you're going to experience some sort of dramatic ending within your life, whether it be career change, moving house, something to do with your spiritual growth. And it's like where you think you're going to be is not where you're actually headed. Okay. It's not where Spirit is going to place you. Okay. There's also a message here around comfort zones, in that right now you're manifesting for something in your comfort zone. Whereas Spirit is saying, On the other side of whatever spiritual growth you're about to experience, whatever closure you're heading into, whatever karmic closures that and karmic clearing that is happening in this in-between stage, you are going to be manifesting or falling into something that is outside of the comfort zone. Okay, because that is where your growth is, or that is where your next stage of life, where your next cycle, where your new lessons are going to be beginning. Okay, so if you are in an in-between stage, just be patient, because Spirit are just saying things have not come to light yet, and you need to just take a chill pill and just know that your spirit team have got you. They've got your back. They can see that you're wanting to manifest things. They can see that you're wanting change. But right now, things have just not properly aligned yet. Okay, so there's an alignment period that's happening right now. And then you'll be able to move out into this new beginning when the time is perfect for you and your soul. Okay. So look out for what relationships you've got coming into your world at the moment, and be reflective on the purpose of them. But also be strong in that if a relationship's entering into your life and it's not feeling right, or you are seeing those red flags, Spirit is saying it's time to trust your intuition when it comes to your relationships, okay? Because some relationships are not meant to be forever. They are just meant to be for a short time so that you can learn a lesson or see something within yourself that you haven't seen before. They're highlighting something, reflecting something in you, and then soon it will come a time where you'll need to move on. There's a strong message here as well around know what you are worthy of. Don't allow people to disrespect you or treat you less than what you deserve or not give you fully what you want. And if someone's not fully giving you what you want, it's probably not a soulmate connection, or there's some communication learnings that need to happen there. So yeah, see how all that information lands for you and take what resonates, leave what doesn't. And yeah, I hope you have a beautiful day, and I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye.